This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Thaddeus McCotter, recovering politician, American greatness and human events, reporting on a decision by Notre Dame University in the middle of November. The decision is striking because at this point in the pandemic, you can observe that people have stopped wearing masks in general. In visits to New York, you'll see the streets heavily populated with young people, no particular signs recommending masks, all the little places to rest and have a coffee in the Starbucks are back in place. In other words, New York is beginning to look like it did in 2019. And yet, I learned from Thaddeus's most recent column on American greatness that Notre Dame has put out a new mandate. It reads this way: Notre Dame's University Health Services announced it was imposing the mandate on all students for the 2023-2024 school year in order to attend class on campus and even remotely. Next year, students must receive a booster of the COVID vaccine. Not the original. They're no longer dealing with that. We're dealing with booster. Thaddeus, what is surprising about this is that I can't find the anxiety of the pandemic anywhere here in New York or Connecticut. I just can't find it. Little towns in Connecticut filled with people on sunny November afternoons. No masks, no concern, no hand washing. We're back to business as usual. So how is it that Notre Dame has missed all of this happening? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John, but it's not just Notre Dame. First of all, you'll have to recognize that they're talking about boosters, which means that if you haven't been vaccinated in the first place, you're not going to be able to attend Notre Dame and learn online or otherwise. And if you look at the Department of Defense is continuing to get rid of people for refusing to be vaccinated in the first place, despite the fact there's a large drop in their goal for recruitment of new members of the military. And you can see this across the board. The left wants a permanent pandemic, and the left is using the vaccinations and the booster shots, the mandatory nature of them, so that they can identify people who will dissent, who will voice their political opposition to the regime of the left. And by using the organs of the left, the institutionalization of these vaccine mandates, what they've created is a social credit system, very much like we see in communist China. And I wrote the piece, John, about the booster shots and the mandatory vaccines, even before we knew that the majority of people now dying from COVID are vaccinated. And so what is the basis for these continuing mandates or the imposition of new COVID vaccine mandates, John? It's less a matter of science and more an article of faith, and perhaps more insidiously, political science at work.
I read your column as I was getting reports in about dissent in China, the People's Republic, Xi Jinping's dictatorship. And the dissent is widespread. Urumqi, the large city in Xinjiang, Shanghai, the large city on the coast, Beijing itself. The driver of this seems to be imposing lockdowns again in an unsophisticated fashion by local officials. And there were videos, handheld iPhones taking videos, of people protesting in the street, indifferent to the threat of a dictatorship, indifferent to the fact that their phones could identify that they were part of the disorder. And it occurred to me again that that was always a control mechanism used by the central government to quell the population's disorder. It's not working. And then I come to your article and I see that this is strikingly similar, this mandate of vaccines. I don't know that Washington is self-aware of this. Can you tell?
Well, I think they are. I think a large part of them imposing the vaccine know it, and they certainly instinctively understand that the people who are refusing the vaccine mandates are defying their authority. And so to them, that's really all they care about is their authority and the preservation and promotion of their own power and their power to control their fellow citizens. So that's what this is about. And when you look at the Chinese example, the Communist Party under Mao during times of upheaval following the Great Famine or even the Cultural Revolution, every now and again, they would lock down the country. And Mao would disappear for a little while things started to take place. We've seen a similar pattern. Xi Jinping has power with his economy. As you know, the premise of that regime is we will give you stability and prosperity in exchange for liberty. That was the Communist Party's deal with the people. And now they're losing the prosperity. You also have a major power grab by Xi Jinping over the Communist Party. We watched some of that at the Congress. So he's got major problems on his hands. So what does he do? He's using the COVID emergency, the permanent pandemic, to exert control to stop dissent within his own country. We are seeing the left here in the United States using the pandemic to allow people to identify as dissidents, and then the left will then try to overwhelm them and crush them and diminish and eliminate dissent. It's the same principle. It's the same arbitrary government, and there is no excuse for it. And again, the science does not support it. And I think that in a constitutional republic, we should find this type of behavior repugnant, and those who perpetuate it should be purged from the body politic.
What I've learned in two and a half years of the pandemic, you know that I was in New York every day from March of 2020 to March of 2021, and walked through the Valley of Emptiness on Madison and Grand Central. Standing by yourself in Grand Central Station at 10 o'clock in the morning is a science fiction moment. However, what I've learned in these 2 years is that I was always the one at risk. Near 75 years old, with comorbidity, I've survived cancer. And therefore, the vaccines were for me. And that first year of not having a vaccine was my most vulnerable time. Despite that, I traveled to Central Asia and flew through Istanbul and was generally reckless, but it worked out. However, now I'm fully vaccinated. I lose count. I think I've had five. I'm not sure, maybe six, plus flu shots, because I should, because I'm the target of the Omicron. However, what we've learned is anybody under 60 or under 50 without comorbidity is not a target of the virus. It's just not. There was no reason to close up Grand Central. We've learned this. I'm not blaming de Blasio or Cuomo at the time, though they were a little excessive. What I'm saying is never again. And yet it appears from Notre Dame's announcement and from this recent detail where the Biden administration is going to extend again the forgiveness of loan payments for students for another indefinite period of time because of the emergency powers, it appears that the emergency authority under the pandemic that first year, 2020, continues willy-nilly in the Biden administration. Does it also continue in the states?
Well, it's not continuing here in Michigan, but John, speaking of states, you've seen state attorney generals in Republican-led states are suing the federal government because the CDC and others are starting to impose a mandate, or the Biden administration is starting to impose a mandate upon healthcare workers that if you are not vaccinated, you can be fired. And so we already have a critical shortage of healthcare professionals. Now you're seeing that it is insane to fire people who have not been vaccinated, especially when these were healthcare heroes. These were the people who, even before the vaccine was ever created, were helping minister, tend the dying at great risk to themselves in the hospitals and the emergency wards and the intensive care units. And now they're being fired because of an arbitrary mandate that is not based upon science. It is based upon social control by the leftist government that we have currently in power. And this is leading to shortages across the country, even as the flu and other diseases make their comeback on the heels of COVID starting to recede. And again, this is all at the very time when now it has been admitted that the majority of deaths presently are people who are vaccinated. And so it makes no sense unless this is about people who only care about perpetuating and imposing their own power.
Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, Human Events, recovering politician, where we are now is Notre Dame is going to insist next school year, if you don't get a booster, no class. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.